May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of the fondest memories I have of St. Mary's Nursery School is what happened after nap time. The lights would turn off and the cots pulled out. The record player would be playing the same classical lullaby day in and day out. Slowly but surely, I would succumb to the battle and doze off. Then be awakened by the lines of a song. Would you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? My groggy friends would be up front, already seated in a semicircle around the television to watch the latest episode of Mr. Rogers. After a few rubs of my eye, I'd join them to listen to that beautiful song that began, "It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood." In a day and age when our media messages are shaped more by the Kardashians than by Mr. Rogers, I've been thinking about the messages we hear and see, the messages that shape our culture, that shape our church and our nation. In our first lesson for today, the Lord said to Moses, "You have seen what I did to Egypt and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." The Lord is in the process of shaping the culture of a nation and reminds Moses that it is not his might, his status, his intellectual acumen or charisma that led a diverse set of individuals out of Egypt into the wilderness. To forge a people with a common purpose and destiny over and above individual agendas would be difficult. This is where the Lord reminds Moses that this group's destiny is to be a consecrated people, a nation that would live in covenant centered on the values of goodness, charity, and hard work. No longer would they be building pyramids for a brutal tyrant. As free people, they are called to serve the Lord with gladness and experience the Lord's presence by building a community of love and moral commitment. From Scripture, we know that this nation thought that life would be pretty easy. They thought that their lives would consistently flow with milk and honey. Yet that was not reality. There were times with drought, and famine. During the bad times, they wavered in their faith and started erecting idols and became susceptible to the lure of a self-gratifying nation. They enslaved people, and the powerful filled their coffers, leaving the majority of the country quite poor. Their country became divided, foreign invasions made them exiles, and consequently, they were a relatively disunified people. Yet God never gave up on them. In fact, God is perpetually calling them back into relationship. The story of Scripture is that God never gives up on us. St. Paul reminds us of this today. Amidst our imperfections, we know that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. For while we were still weak, Christ died for us, the ungodly. God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. God desires our conversion, our transformation, a renewed sense of mission based on being the disciples of Jesus. Jesus' mandate is to proclaim the good news about God's dream for the world. In today's gospel, we accomplish this mission by curing every disease and sickness and having authority over unclean spirits. This disease The disease led to the unclean spirit that infected the heart of Pharaoh against the Israelites so much that his heart of flesh became a heart of stone. This disease infected the hearts of those who could not accept Ruth, the great-grandmother of King David, because she was a foreigner. This disease infected the heart of Jonah, who could not accept the truth that God can love people outside of his tribe. This disease infects a nation whose vision is based on the establishment of justice, promotion of the general welfare, and the security of the blessings of liberty. Now more than ever, God calls the church. God empowers us to cure the disease of prejudice and the unclean spirit of hatred, the diseases that cause us to pause. Fred Rogers lived out this call in a special way. His witness was not explicit with words, but was explicit with action. In the height of civil unrest over pool segregation policies, Mr. Rogers boldly made a statement. Being a good neighbor in the midst of a hot, humid day, he invited his African-American friend, Francois Clemens, or Officer Clemens as we knew him, to a small pool. At the pool, they waded their feet together. The heartfelt image of two people who differed only by the color of their skin, wading in the water together as brothers, spoke more powerfully than any words. What propelled Fred Rogers to take such a bold stand for love amidst the disease of prejudice? Amy Hollingsworth, in her book, The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers, notes, "Of all his daily disciplines, the one that contributed most to his transforming presence was the one that began at 5 o'clock in the morning. Slowing down, taking time, and appreciating silence and the importance of reading scripture and prayer. Each morning he prayed. His prayers didn't end there, but continued into his daily swim. Before diving into the pool, he would sing Jubilati Deo, Alleluia. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Alleluia. The prayers continued into his hectic workday. He recounted, "When I walk in that studio with the pressures of each day, I say, dear God, let some word that is heard be yours." Beloved, I for one wish that I lived up to that standard, that discipline. Church, amidst the disease of prejudice and the unclean spirit of hatred that kills our soul, let's be proactive in creating a culture of love. Being proactive begins with prayer. Let me remind you, we are not beholden to any party's ideology or partisan movement. But as Christians, we are beholden to confess with our mouths and through our deeds that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. So my invitation for you this week is to continue examining yourselves. Draw inspiration from prayer and bear witness to God's love by your words and deeds as healers sent by Jesus Christ. I invite you to pray. Keep, O Lord, our parish of St. Anne in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion. Amen.